I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
And we're here at the Gateway Film Center.
Naturally. One of the top 10 independent movie theaters in the country, as named by USA Today. I don't know if you saw that.
During the month of October.
Yes.
Hitchcocktober.
That's what we call it.
Yeah. Five of his top films, including my favorite.
Topaz.
That's the favorite one I hate.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Is the
Torn Curtain.
No, it's The Birds.
The Birds, yes.
With some unforgettable imagery, with stark photography, true horror coming from little birds.
Yeah.
Who would have figured?
I like what you said. You wrote a bit on Hitchcock in the inaugural issue of Columbusland, the magazine.
Right.
You made a great point about how Hitchcock in The Birds was able to take something that we see every day and turn it into this force of horrific nature without grotesquifying it. Most filmmakers, if they were going to make a movie about scary birds, the birds are going to take on some weird, they're going to look scary.
They'll be huge.
Right. And he doesn't. He just uses birds.
Thank you.
Okay, here are the films showing at the 4th annual Hitchcocktober film series. Rear Window, Vertigo, Strangers on a Train, The Birds, and Psycho. My favorite is probably one of those divisive decisions. It's Vertigo. One, because it's Jimmy Stewart. Two, because it has the Citizen Kane effect on a lot of people.
Yeah.
People hear that Vertigo is this masterwork, and then they go and they look at it, and they don't understand why.
Sure.
Because what they're thinking is they're going to see some great psychodrama, thriller, crime movie. They're given this ruminative film, what it means to see movies. It's a movie about movies.
The other one about movies, Rear Window.
Oh, yeah.
It's all, you know, point of view.
Again, Jimmy Stewart, he knew that using Jimmy Stewart in this way was going to hypnotize audiences and allow them to kind of be lulled by his performances, you know, because he's so naturalistic.
In the most of mundane situations, he's hung up, he's in a wheelchair, he has to look out his window. That's his entertainment.
Yeah.
He can't go anywhere. But front of him is the world.
Right.
Apartment complex filled with every different kind of person.
It's such a great premise for a movie.
It is, yeah.
How many little stories does Hitchcock give you through Jimmy Stewart peering into those windows?
Yes. It gets so that he has to turn away. Some of that stuff is so volatile.
Mm-hmm. One of the movies, John, that is new to this list that I'm really excited about is Strangers on a Train.
You got it. One of the things I love about this is the claustrophobic feeling on the train. I can't ride on a train and walk through the corridors without thinking about this movie.
Yeah. I got a question for you, though. Hitchcocktober continues to be a big success for the Gateway Film Center. Now, you and I have, under the banner of Cinema Classics, tried to show some classic movies or share some of our favorite classic movies with audiences here. It has not always gone so well.
Right.
They have been lightly attended. Some of them have had no people in attendance.
Well, not even us.
Not even us, yeah. What is the appeal after all these years, even to generations who have never seen a Hitchcock movie before?
First of all, we have the right environment. We are on one of the largest college campuses in the world, Ohio State University. And here we have people exploring ideas. There are very few directors. You mentioned one, Steven Spielberg, whose name you can't tell without people being interested. If they have never seen it, they want to come and see what everybody is talking about. One of the challenges that we had, we like these offbeat classics that you can't get your friends to tell you you need to see it.
Right.
So we were working on a much more refined audience, even though, you know, I don't know how many people will come to see Strangers on the Train, but you could bet they're going to come to see Psycho.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just students. There are people out there that I think maybe even in their 30s that just know the name Hitchcock.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, feel like maybe they're missing out. Is that what you're getting
at? Exactly, right, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something. I wonder how many people will come to see Vertigo. You did a beautiful job in explaining and kind of inducing people to be interested in that movie. But in the end, how many of them know that Sight and Sound has made that the best film ever made and has beaten the film you mentioned, Citizen Kane?
Or Vertigo. May not be your favorite movie. But not knowing what your favorite movie is, it probably wouldn't exist without Vertigo or Citizen Kane.
Very good. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org and like us on Facebook.